Fellow citizens and residents of St. Kitts and Nevis, today, Monday, March 15th, St. Kitts and Nevis joins the rest of the international community in observing World Consumer Rights Day under the theme Tackling Plastic Pollution. The theme is meant to raise awareness and effect positive consumer attitudes and practices insofar as sustainable development is concerned. In fact, the theme builds on the one for last year, the sustainable consumer, and focuses on the key role of governments, consumer rights groups, civil society, and the private sector in addressing the global plastic pollution crisis. Each year since March 15, 1983, the United Kingdom-based Consumers International, or CI, sets aside time to showcase the importance of protecting all of us as global citizens, since we are, by definition, the consumers of goods and services which the world produces. The 60-year-old CI uses the annual celebration of World Consumer Rights Day to focus on its mandate of supporting the creation of and individual mandates of consumer advocacy groups and agencies in some 100 countries. The choice of March 15th is also not accidental, given that it was on this date in 1962 when former United States President, the late John F. Kennedy, would have become the first global leader to highlight consumer rights in an address to Congress. In that statement, President Kennedy stressed to lawmakers the imperative of protecting consumer interests by ensuring that consumers are not made victims of, quote, fraudulent or misleading advertisements and labels, unquote. President Kennedy also emphasized the need to make every legislative effort to protect consumers against, quote, unsafe or worthless drugs and other products, unquote, and to safeguard the consumer's rights to choose from a variety of products at competitive prices. As St. Kitts and Nevis joins in the celebration of World Consumer Rights Day under the theme Tackling Plastic Pollution, it is an opportunity for us as consumers, business owners, and as government to place significant emphasis on the need for environmental protection from the harmful effects associated with the improper disposal of the plastic waste we generate on a daily basis. Governments and environmentalists alike are aware of the many benefits of plastic, particularly its usefulness in our daily lives. There is ample evidence to support the facts that plastic is cheap and relatively safe to use, that is easily converted into any conceivable shape, that it is strong and durable, that it is also proven to be a game-changing material in multiple production processes since the 1950s, and that its pervasive use has brought countless benefits to industries such as health and wellness, engineering, food and beverage, agriculture, and information and communications technology, or ICT. Research also supports the fact that since its introduction into production processes some 70 years ago, over 8.3 billion metric tons of the material have been produced. Regrettably, in spite of its many uses, the manner in which we as consumers have mishandled plastic after use is now cause for growing concern, given its negative impact on our environment and ecosystem. So grave is the urgency with which plastic pollution must be tackled in a sustainable manner that every global citizen has a responsibility to implement measures that address the effective disposal and/or replacement of plastics in production. To do otherwise would result in detrimental and irreversible consequences for life on land and in water, given that the problems will transcend human, animal, plant, and marine life as we know it, all of which are addressed in the Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs, particularly number 3, good health and well-being, 6, clean water and sanitation, 14, life below water, and 15, life on land. In Breaking the Plastic Wave, a report produced by the Pew Charitable Trust and System IQ in August 2020, it was strongly noted that in order to effectively address plastic pollution, a global response was warranted, one that requires well-coordinated, synchronized, and international solutions that are sustainable in nature. The justification for this approach is based on the following facts that emerge from the report. 1. Some 100,000 marine mammals and turtles and 1 million seabirds are killed annually by marine plastic pollution. By 2050, it is estimated that there will be more plastic in the oceans than fish. An estimated 8 million tons of plastic enter our oceans each year. Half of all plastics ever manufactured were made within the past 15 years. Single-use plastic accounts for some 50% of the plastic produced each year, and some 40% of plastic produced is packaged and discarded after just one use. I should state at this point that in a separate report done in July 2020 by the Basel Convention Center for the Caribbean and the Inter-American Development Bank, plastic waste distribution of the Caribbean stood at some 1,380 tons. In an effort to do our part to confront this issue, the Department of Environment on St. Kitts and the Nevis Historical and Conservation Society conducts annual coastal cleanup exercises. I would like to take this opportunity to highlight the top three items which were collected in St. Kitts and Nevis for 2019. Plastic pieces for a total of 3,066, with 713 being collected on Nevis and 2,353 on St. Kitts. Plastic bottles for a total of 3,626, where 2,285 were collected on Nevis and 1,341 on St. Kitts. And bottle caps totaling 3,093, where 1,841 were collected on Nevis and 1,252 on St. Kitts. To reduce plastic waste and the associated negative effects, recycling programs have been implemented in many countries, particularly in urban cities where a significant portion of the population resides. However, in reality, these programs are largely underutilized. Much of this is due to the chemical composition of plastic, which can only be downcycled as opposed to undergoing a natural disintegration with minimal or no environmental impact. Case in point, a single-use plastic bag can be transformed into a plastic luncheon tray, but will never ever be a plastic bag again, nor can it be used as a natural fertilizer. It is for reasons such as this why a growing number of first world countries such as the United States of America and Canada, and even some of our Caribbean neighbors such as Antigua and Barbuda, have already passed environmental legislation to either restrict and or ban single-use plastic bags. To their credit, the leadership of our government's Department of Environment would have been engaging in concerted efforts for quite some time to address our use and disposal of plastics. The introduction of recycling programs, advocacy for positive recycling practices among consumers, and also consultations regarding the elimination of single-use plastic bags via legislative support. The department has, in fact, developed a 5-year plan in response to the mission of effectively managing plastic pollution. The Department of Consumer Affairs has planned an entire week of activities to showcase World Consumer Rights Day. Among the major events planned for Consumer Awareness Week are the following. On Sunday, March 14th, a church service at Antioch Baptist Church starting at 9:30 a.m. On Wednesday, March 17th, a business forum entitled Businesses Are Consumers Too. On Thursday, March 18th, Consumer Affairs Primary School Essay and Jingle Competition. We encourage the public, wherever possible, to support the various activities for World Consumer Rights Day and also Consumer Awareness Week 2021. We remind everyone that we are all consumers of the goods and services produced, marketed, sold, and bought in our Federation. As such, consumer protection and consumer rights constitute everybody's business. The Department of Consumer Affairs also reaffirms the fact that an informed consumer is also an empowered consumer, and as such, the department is serious in its mission and mandate to protect the rights of all consumers. We continue to encourage the public to feel free to report any perceived instances of consumer rights infringement, and that once reported, such instances will be fully investigated with a view to satisfactory redress. As Minister of International Trade, Industry, Commerce, Consumer Affairs and Labour, I am happy to have been given the opportunity to address you on World Consumer Rights Day and to officially open Consumer Affairs Week 2021. May God bless us all. Thank you for your attention.